My Marching Band. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, My Marching Band. Now, what in the world is a marching band? Well, for years now, we've been talking about the stem cells, and they are spectacular cells. They are cells that just are ready to do anything that they're told to do. The stem cells are ready to go anywhere and be anything that they're told to do. They don't mix up with anything other than what they're told to do. Now, we're told that we have 10,000 new stem cells born in our brain every day. Now, we have lots more cells than that, but that's a good starter. 10,000 stem cells born in our brain every day. Now, these stem cells are undifferentiated cells. They do not know what they're supposed to do. They're just pure, beautiful, fabulous cells waiting our instruction for what they should do. Now, what is our instruction? Every day, all day long, we are giving instructions to our thought. We are giving instructions to our brain. We are giving instructions to our body. We're giving instructions to our world, all of which are under the control of our stem cells. All of which will be managed by our stem cells as our stem cells go to work doing whatever we tell them to do. So, our stem cells are born and are just as clean as a whistle, just ready to do anything we want them to do. And so, our stem cells have a couple of possibilities. One is to associate with the other cells that are already there, the cells that have been living in your body for a day, and cells that are doing all sorts of interesting things that make them happy or make them sad. And cells are not sad. Cells are merely an expression of whatever our thought is. Now, thereby, therefore, therewith, it seems very important that we consider what our thoughts are. Now, what are our thoughts? Are our thoughts that are going to be uplifting? Thoughts that are going to be the truth about us? Or are they going to be a theater, a stage? Are they going to be a drama that we present to our body, to our mind, to our world? A drama that could be true and could not be true, depending upon how well we acted, whether it is going to be something actual in our life, or whether it's going to be just a transitory idea that passes through our consciousness, lickety-split, leaving no impression whatsoever, although always there is an impression left. So, what kind of a director am I? And I am the director. What kind of a marching band leader am I? Where am I going to take my marching band? Where am I going to take my 10,000 stem cells every day? And yes, it's up to me to take those 10,000 stem cells and put them through my paces. Not their paces, they have no paces. They're ready to do whatever I say they should do. And so I say, I'm whole and perfect. Now, that's a good start for stem cells, isn't it? And the stem cells say, hey, I like that, okay, anything you say. I'm sad. Hey, I like that. Anything you say. Hey, I'm dead. Hey, I like that. Anything you say. Makes no difference to us stem cells. Whatever you say, thinking person, whatever you say, I am going to do. And whatever you want me to do. Now, if you want me to associate with all the other cells that have been around here for a little while and who have their happiness and their unhappiness and their success and their failures, if you want me to associate with them, I'll associate with them, my buddies. But if you want me to be an independent thinker. If you want to be somebody who walks my own path, who chooses my own way, who chooses who and what I am every moment of the day, every single moment of the day, we think we can just sort of throw off an idea and say, I'm okay, and let it go at that. But that's not what works. Because the next minute we say, I am not okay. And then that's what we work on. The next minute we say, I'm okay. And then we work on that. And then the next minute we look around us and we see everything so beautiful, so wonderful, and you're just taken by it and just so enthralled by it. And then some little incident comes up and says, oops, that's not very nice. And we fall in the trap. We think that whatever is out there, that is the master of me. And my goodness sakes, that's so far from the truth. I think the important thing that I must remind myself of constantly is that my marching band needs to have a director at all times. My marching band needs a director to tell it what to do every single moment that it is marching. And my marching band is marching 100% of the time. I'm marching here and marching there and going here and going there and doing this and doing that and thinking this and thinking that. I am constantly going, 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 going. Now, not for one second can I let my marching band go off by itself. Because I might turn to look at something. Oh, the fireworks on 4th of July are so beautiful. I turn to look at them. And in the direction that I turn to look, that's the direction I walk. And my marching band has not been given directions to turn right or turn left. They just go straight ahead. And they walk right off the bridge into the river. And, hey, what happened? What happened? They get into trouble because I am not there 100% of the time giving 100% of my attention to my thought. To these marching band members, my 10,000 stem cells, who are following me, who are doing whatever I ask them to do, who are thinking whatever I ask them to think, who are acting upon whatever I ask them to act upon. It sounds like it'd be a very busy and a very demanding experience. And yes, it is. When I first learned how to play the piano, it's a busy and demanding experience. I keep my fingers in the right place and I think my thoughts in the right place. And pretty soon, it becomes a second nature to me. And when it becomes second nature to me, I just sit at any piano and play away. I can play by ear or play by note. I can play by anything because I have trained myself well. I've trained myself very well. And it is second nature. No longer do I think it's every minute I got to think, every minute I got to worry about this, every minute I got to pay attention, every minute. We don't think that. We just do it. And as we do it, it's the most natural thing in the world. The most natural thing that we could ever imagine doing. And we do it. And we do it perfectly. And we do it day in and day out, all the days of our life. We don't think about breathing. Breathing is just natural. We don't think about seeing. How do we see? How do the eyes look out upon the world and see things and reveal things? How do we speak? Do you think about what you're going to say before you're going to say it? If you do, you get in trouble. When you are so well trained in your inner self that every thought you think, every word you speak, every idea that comes into your consciousness, it becomes a formulated concept right away, and you reveal it beautifully significantly, with beautiful words, proper words, with beautiful drama, proper drama that lays it out to yourself and your world. And you look at your marching band and you say, "Hi guys, how you doing today? You look great. You look wonderful. You look fantastic. Oh, your uniforms are so fantastic. You look so crisp and so sharp. And you play your instruments so lovely. Oh, I am so happy." Now, we have trained and practiced on the various pieces we're going to play. And now, let's play number one. So, we all know number one. And then, now we're going to play number 10. Oh, number 10. Okay, out of order, but fine. We know what number 10 is. Boop, and out comes number 10. Now we're going to play number 198. And they think, 198? Okay, that's just a number. That's just a number that has behind it a musical selection, and we are going to play that. Our life is like that. We become so accustomed, so habitual to doing things that we don't think about doing them. We don't think how we can do them. We don't think, "My goodness sakes, how can I ever remember 192 pieces to play?" We don't think that at all. We just learn them one by one, put them in our repertoire, and as we have them in our repertoire, we do them whenever necessary. We pull them out of our mental storehouse anytime we want, and we play them absolutely perfect. We play them as we have trained ourselves to play, as a beautiful harmonizing group, a marching band. Now, this marching band is going through life, and it is saying, "This is a good world. This is a wonderful world. This is a good body. Every organ, action, function of this body is a good body. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Wow, 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 I'm so great, I'm so wonderful." Yes. And then you go through more, and you say, "This is a world I am going to create brand new right now. I am going to look over here and see beautiful scenery. I'm going to see beautiful ships in the harbor. I'm going to see a beautiful blue sky. Oh, so blue, so wonderful. And then I'm going to see little wispy clouds floating by. I'm going to see a jet airplane way up there, flying from one country to another. And I can hear him so far away. I can hear him clear as can be. Yes, I am the creator of my world. I have my marching band that goes wherever I tell it to go, that plays whatever music I tell it to play, that gives me any sort of experience that I want to have. My marching band marches into lovely songs that tell me how wonderful I am, and songs that make me feel good, songs that make me feel fantastic, songs that make me look at the world and see the beauty of the world everywhere, all about me, under all circumstances. Under all circumstances, I look at the world, and the world is good and very good. Today, I train my marching band to be an effective instrument of joy and peace and harmony. Today, I train my marching band under my absolute control, my 100% control, my unconditional love, my unconditional love. My marching band is under my unconditional love. I look at all and call it good and very good. I look at all and call it beautiful. Every stem cell in my body, each new set that comes along, is trained so beautifully that it brings forth in my life the music that I choose. And the new sets of stem cells that come the next day and the next day and the next day, I don't have to work hard. for I have done my work with my stem cells today. And these stem cells will tell the stem cells tomorrow. And I will tell the stem cells tomorrow even more beautiful, glorious things that I have in my consciousness. And as the days go on, they become more and more glorious and more beautiful. Hey, I never dreamed it could be so great. I never dreamed life could be so wonderful. I never dreamed, because I'm just starting out. Okay, so I tell my stem cells, this is a good world. We live in a, I have a good body here, whole and perfect. Everything about me is great. And the stem cells say, okay, whatever you say. We're here to do your bidding. We're your genies. We're here to do whatever you tell us to do. And every moment of my life, I tell my stem cells to do wonderful things. And my stem cells do wonderful things. Now, is it my stem cells that are doing this? Or is it me in my thought that is telling my world who I am? I tell my world I am wonderful, and my world reflects that back to me. I tell my world it is wonderful, and my world reflects that back to me. I tell my family they're the greatest family in the entire universe. They're so wonderful. They're so perfect. They're so fantastic. And I just emote over it, and my family just loves it. They love it. They love it. Because they know it's the truth about them. They don't fight me. They just say, yeah, 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 yeah. Because I'm the creator of my world with my thought. And my stem cells seemingly are carrying out my wishes. But my wishes are already carried out. My stem cells are but a reflection of what I believe about myself, what I think about myself, and what I know about myself. And that's all that matters. My stem cells care less about anything, only what is it that they are. And if my stem cells know that they are beautiful, then they're beautiful. If my stem cells know that they're wise and intelligent, they're wise and intelligent. If my stem cells know that I live in an ideal, oh, such a lovely ideal body, then my stem cells know that, and they reflect that, and they live that. And there are no illnesses, there are no unhappinesses, there are no lack or limitation of any kind. There is only all good. There is only beauty, wholeness, purity, love, joy, right now and forevermore. Yes, because this is my habitual thinking. This is my training to my marching band to march through my life, my world, triumphant, glorious, magnificent at all times. And everywhere I go, all the world looks at me and says, here comes Herb and his marching band. Oh, it's so wonderful to have them here. They're always on top of everything. They're always whole and perfect, beautiful, and they make me feel whole and perfect and beautiful. And I don't even know that I don't feel whole and perfect and beautiful, because that's the only thing I know and think and do in them. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. That's all I think and do in them. That's all that matters, and how great it is. This is my choice, to lead my marching band. I am the director. My marching band of 10,000 stem cells every day follow my direction. But it's up to me to give them direction. And I may give new directions. I may turn here or there. I may have this new experience or that new experience, or I may glorify myself in some grand and beautiful way. And when I do it, how great it is. That's what it's all about. Join me with your marching band, and together let's march into the glory and magnificence of the allness of who we are now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.